Ensor had many obsessions throughout his life, and his primary obsession was himself. He had a very high opinion of himself and thought that many of the things he accomplished, he did so before they were actually innovated. This work is probably one of Ensor's most biting satirical works. He has turned his palette and his talent towards the people who should be closest to him, his contemporary art world critics. It is Ensor himself whose head is served up on the platter, reminiscent of John the Baptist.
Ensor's head is accompanied by a side of pickled herring, an in-joke that appears again and again throughout his work. In French, pickled herring is arrangeur, which sounds like Art Ensor or Ensor's Art. The label stuck in his head reads Art Ensor.
And he is being served by the secretary of the avant-garde group Les Vins that he helped co-found. His name is Octave Mauss. Behind Mauss is the other large and powerful supporter of Les Vins, a lawyer and a playwright and a critic named Edmond Picard. Picard is frying up the head of another avant-garde artist from the group Les Vins, who is a little bit older than Ensor. His name is Guillaume Vogels. Hanging from the ceiling as the next victim is another one of those young upstarts. Her name is Anna Bosch. And all of these animal artist victims are to be served up to the table of critics in the back room. While it may seem a relatively straightforward comment, it is a little bit ambiguous in the message that he's sending. Specifically, at the table of critics, there are two people seated who are his biggest champions. You can tell that it meant quite a bit to him because he worked it in several different versions and several different mediums.